Chapter 3 Magic, Magicians?
Wow, said Jack and Annie together.
Inside the crowded fairgrounds, below the looming Eiffel Tower, a band played a lively march. Fountains shot colored water high into the sky. A small train chugged through the crowd, blowing its whistle. People of all ages from many different countries bustled about in the twilight. Everyone seemed to be having fun, reading from guidebooks, strolling from one exhibit to another, or buying refreshments and souvenirs.
We can't see much from here, said Annie. It's hard to know what's going on.
What about that little train? Said Jack. Maybe we could ride on it and get a good look at everything.
Great idea, said Annie.
The train whistle blew again.
Over there, said Jack.
He pointed to a clear space where passengers were getting off the train and other passengers were boarding.
Hurry, said Jack.
They raced to the train and jumped on. Annie dug into her pocket and took out some coins. She held them out to the conductor. He took a few, and Jack and Annie squeezed into seats on a wooden bench. The whistle blew, steam sputtered out of the smokestack, and the small train began to move.
Look for anything about magic or magicians, said Jack.
As the train slowly chugged through the World's Fair, a tour guide's voice blared from a megaphone.
Welcome to the World's Fair sightseeing train. On your ride, you will witness the astounding history of human structures as seen nowhere else. In every age, buildings had style and beauty.
The train chugged by cave dwellings, canvas tents, and huts made of mud.
Magic? Magicians? Jack thought as he looked at the different structures. No, no, no.
The train passed a thatched cottage, a mansion with columns, and a palace with a huge golden dome.
No, 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 Jack thought.
Now we will visit the many lands of the world, said the tour guide. First, Egypt.
The train chugged past an outdoor cafe. Smells of grilled meat and rich coffee filled the air. Three women with veils over their faces danced to flute music.
No magicians there, thought Jack.
Next, we have an African village on the beautiful Serengeti Plain, said the tour guide.
They passed a cluster of huts surrounded by tall grass. People played drums and shook gourd rattles.
Still no magicians, thought Jack.
And now we visit a New Year's festival in faraway China, said the guide.
The train chugged by Chinese acrobats and a huge dancing red dragon.
Dragons are sort of magic, aren't they? Said Annie, looking back.
It's just a couple of guys in a costume, said Jack. That doesn't count.
On our left is a Muslim mosque, the tour guide said. On the right, a Buddhist temple. Here is an exquisite Japanese garden.
No, 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 murmured Jack.
The train passed by a show with dolls dressed in outfits from all around the world. It rolled by a giant brown statue of a woman.
This amazing creation is the Roman goddess Venus, said the tour guide, made entirely of chocolate.
That is amazing, said Annie.
It is, but it's not magic, said Jack.
The train rode by a globe of the world at least three stories high. The globe was turning slowly.
See the lovely mountains, deserts, rivers, and oceans of Earth, said the tour guide.
This fair really is a living encyclopedia, Annie said.
But the encyclopedia doesn't have what we need to find, said Jack.
He sighed and started thumbing through the guidebook.
Ah, oh, fantastic, a train passenger said.
Shocking, said another.
Magical, exclaimed another.
Jack looked up.
Did someone just say magical? He asked Annie.
False alarm, said Annie. They're talking about the Eiffel Tower.
The train came to a stop. All the passengers were gazing up. Pink lights lit the huge arches at the base of the tower.
The Eiffel Tower was built especially for this World's Fair, said the tour guide. The tower is nearly 1,000 feet high, making it the tallest structure in the world today. Some of you may want to leave us here to get a closer look at Paris's newest miracle.
People began climbing off the train.
Maybe we should get off here too, said Jack.
This train isn't much help.
Jack and Annie jumped off the train just before its whistle blew and it started moving again.
That's a tall tower, said Jack, looking up.
Really tall,
breathed Annie.